October 29th, 1904. The chain of graces is linked to persevering works. All evils are enclosed in lack of perseverance. After I struggled very much, Blessed Jesus came for just a little and told me, "My daughter, when the soul disposes herself to do some good, be it even saying one Hail Mary, graces concurs in doing that good. So, if the soul is not persevering in doing that good, it shows with clarity that she has no esteem or consideration for the gift received, and she makes fun of grace itself. How many evils are enclosed in this way of operating? Today, yes. Tomorrow, no. I like it, therefore I do it. It takes a sacrifice to do that good. I don't feel like doing it." It happens as to that person who, having received a gift from a gentleman, today receives it, but tomorrow sends it back. The gentleman, because of his goodness, sends it once again, but after he has kept it for some time, tired of keeping that gift with himself, he rejects it again. Now, what will that gentleman say? "It shows that he has no esteem for my gift. Should he become poor or die, I don't want to have anything to do with him anymore." Everything is linked to the way of operating with perseverance. The chain of my graces is linked to persevering works. So, if the soul makes some escapes, she breaks this chain, and who can assure her that it will be linked again? My designs are accomplished only in one who attaches his works to perseverance. Perfection, sanctity, everything goes along united with it. But if the soul is intermittent, her operating without perseverance, like an intermittent fever, renders the divine designs vain, dissolves her perfection, and makes her sanctity fail.